or it'll say, let us continue with the transmission in the following way. All of you become very comfortable. Close your eyes if you wish. Relax. We're going to do little exercise, little meditation exercise. This exercise is specifically designed to stretch that portion of your brain that is connected to interdimensional transformation. So, by doing this exercise, whenever you wish, you will, through this practice, hone the skill of becoming more sensitive to the idea of different dimensional frequencies, and will assist yourself, and by proxy, others, in making it easier for you to transition into a dimensional reality of a different frequency than your own, and that will aid and assist in any future contact, and also, of course, in any future growth of yourself with respect to connecting to other levels of your own consciousness or other levels of all that is. It's a very simple exercise, but it takes advantage of your ability to imagine and visualize those centers in your brain being very important in helping to co-create transitions of energy, shiftings of frequency. So, have fun with this whenever you do it, and have fun with it now. Just relax, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Take another deep breath in, and let it out. Take a deep breath in for the third time, and hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. And let it out. Now, just continue to breathe gently, slowly, calmly. Allow your body to relax. Forget the concerns of the day. Just allow everything that you may hear, smell, taste, touch, feel, to be a part of the overall experience. Anything that is there belongs there. Invite it all in. And now, imagine in your mind's eye, in any way, shape, or form that your imagination so desires, there's no right or wrong way to do this. Whatever interpretation you wish to give this is fine, as long as it represents to you what we are saying. Imagine, picture, if you will. Visualize, if you will. An equilateral triangle. Any color, any size, doesn't matter. Against any background, doesn't matter. Three-sided equilateral flat triangle. And as you picture this, just sit with it a moment. Just appreciate its geometry, its look, the material it may be made out of, the appearance it may have, whether sitting or floating, opaque or transparent, doesn't matter. Now, allow the picture in your mind to sort of push itself into a three-dimensional tetrahedral shape, a three-sided pyramid. Four-sided, really, but not including the base. Three-sided pyramid made of equilateral triangles. Take the flat triangle and in your mind push it out into a three-dimensional tetrahedral object. It can rotate slowly in front of your mind's eye if you wish. It's up to you how you wish to see it. But just know that you are changing it from a flat triangle to a three-dimensional object, a tetrahedral pyramid. Sit with it. Appreciate it. Just get a sense of the difference between the vibrations of the two objects. And you can even go back and forth if you wish. Three-dimensional to flat, flat to three-dimensional of the triangle. Just play with it. Push it in and out, back and forth, flat and solid. Back and forth, back and forth. Now, let that image fade. And in its place, allow your mind's eye to imagine and picture and visualize a flat square. Just look at it. Same thing with the triangle. A square, either straight on to you or at an angle, doesn't matter. Just know it's a square. And as you allow yourself to feel that image, play with that image, visualize that image, allow your mind to push it into a cube, a three-dimensional cube. See it expand into a cube. See one square face become six. Let it rotate around. Let it do what it will do. Appreciate it, its color, size, material. And again, if you wish, you can go back and forth and back and forth. Cube, square, square, cube. Pushing it in and out, inflating, deflating, but making the transition between flat and three-dimensional. And now, allow that image, square and cube, to fade. And imagine, if you will, a circle, flat circle. Again, however you wish to picture it, of whatever size, of whatever material, of whatever presentment. Picture it. Feel it. Relate to it. Look at it. If any of your other senses engage with it, let them do so. And as you are feeling your relationship with the flat circle, then allow your mind's eye to visualize it pushing into a sphere, a ball, three-dimensional. See it hanging before you, sitting before you, floating before you, whatever you wish. Rotating or not, small or large, doesn't matter. Shiny or dull, transparent or opaque, doesn't matter. The important thing is that you allow yourself to really see the transition between the flat circle and the sphere. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now, allow this image to fade. And picture, if you will, a flat spiral line. Either going from the center, spiraling out, going from the outside, spiraling in, doesn't matter. It can have three turns, two turns, four turns, it doesn't matter. Just a flat spiral. Imagine it, see it, relate to it, feel it. It has a particular vibrational feeling, a particular sensation associated with it. And as you then see the flat spiral, allow yourself to picture, to visualize, that you pull it into an elongated spring. So it is a spiral going upward. Stretch it out like a spring. Feel the springiness of it as you do so. Feel it spring back and forth from a stretched out spiral to a flat spiral again. Back and forth, at whatever rate, in whatever way it pleases you to do so. Play with that for a minute. It can be pointed like a cone when you stretch it out. It can be equidistant when you stretch it out. It doesn't matter. The important thing is the stretching. Flat to stretch. Stretch to flat. Now, allow yourself, if you can, to picture the first four objects, the flat triangle, the flat square, the flat circle, the flat spiral, all together, floating around, sitting around, but somewhere near each other, so that you can see them all. Whether you have to turn to look at them, whether they are in the four directions, whether they're all in front of your face in one direction, doesn't matter. Just picture the flat versions of all of these things. Triangle, square, circle, spiral. And then see them all balloon out into their 3D counterparts, filling up into the tetrahedral pyramid, into the cube, into the sphere, into the extended spiral. And back and forth and back and forth and back and forth like a little dance. Stretch and flat. Expand and shrink. All four things simultaneously, one after another, doesn't matter, as long as they are all included. Now, as you see these objects going from flat to expanded, expanded to flat, all four of them, allow yourself to imagine that you are also in the middle of these objects, that you are a fifth object, and you see yourself in your reality, but you also imagine yourself expanding beyond your body to a larger self, a spirit self, a consciousness self, and back and forth, in the same way the other objects are going, back and forth. From your physical reality to higher level dimensional realities, where you can see a big picture of everything, and back down to the physical point of view, and up into the more expanded point of view. However you wish to depict that in your imagination is completely up to you. But do it at the same time and in the same way that the other objects are contracting and expanding. You are also simultaneously contracting and expanding. And you are simultaneously contracted and expanded at the same time. So that you now begin in your imagination to see that the flat versions of everything and the expanded versions of everything coexist simultaneously. They are all there, all at once. Beginning and end, ending and beginning. They are all their own distinct and discrete shapes, and yet at the same time they are all interconnected. And they are all interconnected in you, in your imagination, in the center of your consciousness, in the center of your brain. It is as if they are all projected outward from the center of your head. Projected outward into manifestation, into perception, into materiality. And then they all collapse back into your head. And then are all projected outward again. And collapse back into your head and are all projected outward again. And expand outward into themselves, flat and expanded. In whatever way your imagination desires to experience what I am describing, let it do so. And know that while you are imagining this, while you are picturing this, while you are visualizing this, that you are stretching that portion of your personality, that you are actually changing and transforming and rewiring the neurology of your brain to be highly capable of being more sensitive to different levels, different frequencies, different dimensions of reality, different dimensions of experience. And now let all of that settle within you. Take a deep breath in. And let it out with the same kind of contractive and expansive feeling. Take a deep breath in and let it out. And take a final deep breath in and hold it. And feel the idea locking into you, changing your neurology. And let it out. Anytime you do this exercise, you will be stretching that portion of your consciousness to be more capable of forming links and bridges to other dimensions, other levels of reality, other frequencies of being. And it will allow you to become more conducive, literally more conductive of a variety of transitional and transformational vibrations and energies. And that will also have the effect of expanding and increasing synchronicity in your life, and expanding and increasing the slipperiness of space-time, and expanding and increasing your ability to be aware of communications from all levels, not only of your own being, but from other levels, other realms, other dimensions, within all that is as well. So, play with it. Use this tool. Use it whenever you wish. Now, I would suggest you don't necessarily need to do it more than 3 times in one of your days. But you can do it at least that many if you wish, or twice, or once. It's up to you. For now, we would simply recommend you don't do it more than 3 times a day to give yourself an opportunity to assimilate the effect that is being created within you by using this tool. That will be about the rate at which you will be capable of absorbing all of the effects and creating a lasting ability. 3 times a day will be the maximum required. Does that all make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. Now,